the needs. The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone out there. It's a Thursday, and we've got Dalton Barrett with us on a Thursday, which is very, very rare.
Very rare indeed. I quit doing Thursdays because I don't have anything to contribute to Throwback Thursday.
Oh, we don't either. Know. We don't either, really.
I'll always go real old, and I'm not old.
Well, we've changed that up a little bit. We do a little more outside the box kind of stuff now, don't we, Brian?
Yeah. I'm excited to see how it goes. I'm excited to be here on a Thursday. And
well,
as soon as
we come up with something, we'll let you know. That'll happen at about 7:15. It is today a half day for city schools, so they're out after today. And tomorrow is a half day for the county. Also, this is episode 1667.
1667?
And it's Throwback Thursday, of course, that Dalton's already thrown it out there at us. And we'll come up with something, hopefully, soon. You can kind of decide whether you want to be in on that Throwback Thursday or not, Dalton. You know,
I'm at home. I might just leave. I might just walk out of the room. What are you going to do? Stop me?
Yeah, really? Yeah. I could throw something at your fish. Oh, no, you're on a screen. Okay.
I'm on a screen. I'm on a TV.
We've got a, but other than that, well, we don't know what we're doing. We've got a great show today.
Do you know what you're doing now?
What I'm doing now?
Mm-hmm.
He's introducing the day.
I'm talking about lighting in a restaurant is what I'm going to talk
Ooh.
About.
Ooh.
And I think Dalton's going to know the answer to this. Why is lighting so low in restaurants? Why do they do that?
To set the mood. My granddad used to say when a restaurant was dark, he'd say, "I don't want you to see your food."
I'm not too sure that's not correct, really. I know it's not necessarily romantic. I think it's you see less dirt.
So that's what we were talking about when we were kind of looking at the radio station, some improvements we can make in the meantime as, you know, building plans are going on, whatever. And one of the things Megan said was, this place needs to be a whole lot darker so that you can't see how gross it is. And I think that might be a little true for restaurants. You know, the darker a place is, the more it
you really yeah. actually hit the pin on the head with the mood. It's not necessarily romantic, but it's a mood. It's a comfortable setting. It's some place you feel like you can talk. They want you to hang out and have a few drinks or whatever,
and buy food and drinks
because you know a lot of their money's made on drinks. You know, I was at a restaurant the other day, and I always order water. I don't know about you guys, but my daughter always orders unsweet tea or sweet tea, and you know they're like $5 a drink. And I know it's all you can drink, but gee, that you add up four people do that. That's $20 on the budget.
Yeah.
What he used to say when we were kids and we'd go out to eat and I'd want like a Sprite or a sweet tea or whatever, he'd say, "We're not here to drink. We're here to eat." And it always made me so sad because I just wanted a Sprite.
Isn't he the guy that just said yesterday that fries make the burger better? I mean, so wouldn't the drink
make We're not here for fries. We're here for a burger.
Did you really do that?
I'd want like lemonade or something. And he'd say, "Well, get you a water and make sure you get a lemon. And then you'll squeeze the lemon in there and put you a packet of Splenda and stir it up. And you've got lemonade."
Did you go through the thing where as you got older, you started eating like adult food instead of the kids' meal? And I mean, was that an adjustment for your dad?
Probably. I don't remember. I started eating adult food pretty early because I was just big. So
how old was he when
lot.
He started eating adult food?
Oh, man, I have no idea.
Probably 10, 9, 10.
If I remember correctly, when Bobby was eating off of the kids' menu, and she ate on that menu for a long time, but at the beginning, Dalton really didn't want to because he was the big brother. So if she was eating off the kids' menu, he really didn't want to. So, but it just depended on what was on the kids' menu, too. It's usually you know, like a cheap grilled cheese sandwich or
right,
you know, chicken tenders.
They don't offer a lot of, you know, my grandchildren love chicken tenders, so they always were on the kids' meal, yeah. You know. But now they order, oh, Mia especially, she orders whatever she wants, just about. Plus an appetizer, if you'll let her, she'll order an appetizer. We go to Texas Roadhouse, got to have those onion petals or whatever you call them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she's not hungry, but she orders a steak or something. She's not, I had too many onion petals, Papa. We'll be back.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Otherwise, partly sunny. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 63. Wind shower and storm chances continue on Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
We have sofas, china hutches, area rugs, kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, all kinds of doors, interior doors, all kinds of windows, sliders.
We also have brand new paint.
Anything like that that you're doing for your projects, please come on by.
Oh, 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 shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots, Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
The Women's Club of Murfreesboro does so much to preserve the history of this community. A special thank you to Sandra Hawkins, who volunteers much of her time documenting local history. She also serves on the board, is a past president, and is always helping with different committees. Thank you, Sandra Hawkins. And right now, the Women's Club of Murfreesboro is preserving their historic downtown home.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our Rutherford County locations. 860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
The NBA's Western Conference will be represented by Oklahoma City in the NBA Finals. They win the Western Conference Finals 4-1. The margin in Game 5, 124-94. Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander all in double figures. The MVP finishing with 34 points. Minnesota led in scoring by Julius Randle with 24. Anthony Edwards finished with 19. NHL Eastern Conference playoffs over as Florida advances to the NHL Finals, winning the Eastern Conference Finals 4-1, winning Game 5, 5-3. Carolina did have 2 goals in the first period. Then after that, Florida outscored Carolina 5-1. In Major League Baseball, the Tigers beat the Giants 4-3. Brewers walk it off for the second game in a row against the Red Sox. This one 6-5 in 10 innings. Complete a 3-game sweep. I'm Martin Weiss.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on The Wake Up Crew. John, Brian, and Dalton with us today. And we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Join MTE's EV Car Club. Open to owners, fans, and anyone curious about electric vehicles. Sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club. That's a big E and a big V. FireClub.com.
You can do Little E and Little V if you want. It'll go the same place.
Oh, it will?
Yeah. I just did that.
But it's not E-E-V-E-E. It's just the letter E and the letter V.
Sure.
He always does this to me, though. He said, you can say it in little letters. You know, I mean, I'm just reading what's put out here in front of me.
I know. I'm the one who started saying forward slash. And so, you know, on when I'm reading links and
just
stuff,
a waste of breath.
Wow.
But I'm helping with confusion.
Somebody got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, it seems like.
No, I'm good.
Oh, are you? Are you now?
I got it.
We were talking about my son-in-law put in an electric fireplace for me, built it himself. He's so good at that kind of stuff. TVs, anything. I mean, stands, all that kind of stuff. He's so good at it. And he put the wire that was hanging down. He finally put it up where you can't see it anymore. Makes a ton of difference.
So the electrical outlet is higher or like behind the TV?
Yeah, behind the TV. Makes a world of difference. And we've done that here in the studio. We just put a little, what do you call that?
A little track.
A little track to hide the wire. Looks totally 10 times better. And a little lamp.
It's cute. So.
And a plant.
And we'd like to thank Megan for those ideas because we certainly couldn't have come up with those on our own. No.
Being married has helped me a lot in terms of interior decorating.
Well, like your office, for instance. I mean, it's great. Chatina Kavanaugh is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being encouraging to the young and old alike, encouraging daily exercise and being an inspirational motivation to all. She's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So if you'd like to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day, text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 or just head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the easy ways you can get them to us. We do it each weekday morning, and we need your help. Send in those good neighbors to us, and we'll get them on maybe as early as next week for you. Also, birthdays and anniversaries. The number 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Well, John, you're not going to like this one. This is not going to be your favorite holiday because today is Paperclip Day.
Oh, Nerny Day.
It's Nerny Day. It's a day to celebrate paperclips and all the use that they have.
They make good uses. Yeah, that's true. Our song of the day from Bill Cosby is called Little Old Man.
A little old man was sitting on the step, and a tear kind of trickled down his cheek.
I don't remember this song.
1967, it hit number 4 on the U.S. charts.
Wow, he was pretty big. I Spy was going on about that time, so.
Actors who've had hit songs.
That's true. 624, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew. Be careful out there. Be safe.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quaker Oak.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
It's a Slick Pig Barbecue. Spicy wings and Brunswick stew. Everything made fresh for you at the Slick Pig Barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too. Ribs so tender don't need to chew. Well, come on, folks, I'm telling you, it's a Slick Pig Barbecue. In 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The Slick Pig Barbecue. A Murfreesboro tradition.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. Country music star John Rich is reportedly weighing in on a proposed methane gas plant planned by the TVA. The company has proposed building a methane plant and transmission lines in a Cheatham County area to meet growing energy needs. The company says the 286-acre site is not ideal for solar, and the TVA says methane would work within the zone. Rich says the plan disregards the residents in the county, so he's called for President Donald Trump to step in. The Cheatham County mayor echoed that statement for federal support. TVA says development is necessary, though, to meet growing power demand. A Nashville fugitive apprehended in Los Angeles, Adrian Cameron Jr., has been arrested and charged in the killing of Christopher Cheeks. Cheeks was killed in what police say is a robbery-related murder outside of a music studio on Hayes Street in April of 2024. Cheeks was also known by a stage name, Chris King. Metro Police say a joint FBI and Los Angeles Police Task Force arrested Adrian Cameron Jr. in connection with the case. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at PathToGoodBoneHealth.org.
A $1.5 million collective grant has been announced to help jumpstart the effort to rebuild the historic Claiborne Temple. The announcement was made by the property owner, along with Memphis Mayor Paul Young, Congressman Steve Cohen, and Martin Luther King III, as well as others who spoke about the future of the church. A month ago, the church was burned down, and just last week, it was determined that the cause of the fire was arson. Will Dunlap, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27, here's our time. We've got Good Neighbor Vince coming up and another check of the weather. And we'll be looking at traffic for the first time. And if you're around schools around 9:30, 10 o'clock, you probably need to have caution because they'll be letting kids out. And I noticed Case and Lane, man, they have a lot of student traffic. Like walking.
Yeah.
You know, and but that big subdivision by side, they got subdivisions all over them. So a lot of the kids walk home, and that is a really dangerous spot to be careful when you're driving through there. Okay. 15 miles per hour. Okay.
Wow. No faster.
Wow. I'm getting kind of stern, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Okay. City school's out today, half day. I forgot my train of thought. I was going to bring up something. I had a big question to ask you, actually, Brian, but I've forgotten what it is. I don't know. I'm completely blank. So, I now know. Have you seen the AI things where they age the kids? I mean, they age people. Like you'll see Burt Reynolds at his current age, or at the day he died, and then they'll go back to when he's real young, and they just play music behind it. That is. I guess that's AI, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. The one I've seen the most is making them babies.
Yeah, that's pretty cool too.
I've seen some that are actually really cool, and a lot of that stuff is fine. But some of them, they'll go through like career highlights of like Kobe Bryant. My camera zoomed in.
Wow.
They'll go through They'll go through career highlights of like Kobe Bryant. It'll start when he's a kid, and then it'll move up to when he's, graduated high school, and when he started his NBA career, and it just kind of like cycles through them, but it turns it into a video, makes them walk around and stuff with the pictures. Those are pretty cool.
And sometimes you can tell that it's not them. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, they don't look like them. Something's a little off. What gets me is when they do it and they make people age. Like, what did Festus really think about Marshall Dillon on Gunsmoke? And they have this really weird picture of him, of an old Festus, but it's so different that it looks kind of gross, really.
Old Festus?
Yeah, old Festus.
Maybe I could have one, do one of me younger.
I really want you to bring a baby picture up here. I really want to see one.
I'll have to find one.
I don't think you have one. I don't think you have a baby picture. I'll bring one of me if you bring one of you.
Okay.
The youngest I have of me is like two years old.
Someone sent me one of me when I was five, and it's a very similar picture. I don't know if it was a birthday party or what.
Can I tell
what.
It's you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's me and Dad, and I'm jumping up and down, and there was one like Dalton had where he was jumping up and down. His hair was flying everywhere.
I know the one picture of you young that I've seen, you had blonde hair.
Yeah.
That's the one young picture I've seen.
Did you have a mullet or not? Didn't have a mullet then?
No.
Okay.
Was my eighth grade phase.
Of course, I've seen Dalton since he was a baby. I don't need to see one of his pictures. I mean, I was there at his birth just about.
That's very true.
Yeah.
A half century or quarter century
saw
ago.
The terrible things you did to that poor kid.
But oh.
Time for Today in History, brought to you by our friends, home of the fob, it's Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security. Back in
time. I didn't realize we had so many to do here today. 29th of May, Patrick Henry in 1765, historic speech against the Stamp Act, answering a cry of treason with...
Treason!
If this be treason, make the most of it.
If this be treason, make the most of it.
Oh, he had a megaphone. Oh, I didn't know that. In 1790, Rhode Island becomes the last of original 13 colonies ratifying the U.S. Constitution. 1849, Lincoln says, you can fool some of the people all of the time, and all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time.
You can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all of the people all of the time, or something or another.
Oh, okay. 1942, Bing Crosby records White Christmas, the world's best-selling single.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Wow, it won't be long before we celebrate another just Christmas. Like 1942, Yankee Doodle Dandy. Based on the life of George M. Cohen, directed by Michael Curtiz, stars James Cagney and Joan Lacely, premieres in New York City.
He's a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle New York Dandy.
He won Best Actor in 1943 for that performance. 1960, Everly Brothers' Kathy's Clown hits number one. In 1980, Larry Bird beats out Magic Johnson for NBA Rookie of the Year. In 1987, Michael Jackson attempts to buy Elephant Man's remains. And in 2015, Jurassic World, created, directed by Colin Trevorrow, and starring Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard, premieres in Paris. That's a look at Today in History. Standing by, Brandon Brooks. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
May 29th, 1961. Ricky Nelson at the top of the singles chart with Traveling Man.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
This date in 1998.
Tell the men what they might expect to encounter.
The release of Chris Farley's final movie.
Once there was a hawk.
Almost Heroes.
Plucked a man's eyeballs out of his sockets. I'm going to kill a motherfucker!
May 29th, 2008.
I want rustlers, cutthroats.
Actor and comedian Harvey Korman.
Desperados.
Died of a ruptured aortic aneurysm at 81. I'm Brandon Brooks. And that's Rewind.
And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Otherwise, partly sunny. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 63. Wind shower and storm chances continue on Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Good morning. It's a minor accident, but it's in a terrible spot on 24 westbound at OHB here in the Antioch area, slowing down that traffic flow that's coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, just a bit here on 24 westbound at OHB. Some rain in our area, especially south of Nashville. And certain counties like Rutherford County, Williamson County, give yourself extra time with this rain. Prince's Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Check it out online. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pets.
AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Can you believe it? We're a week away from the 33rd annual Secret Garden Party, benefiting the Discovery Center at Murfree Spring. And the weekend after the party, it's the Secret Garden Tour, where gardens in area homes are open to the public. For more information about the Secret Garden Party and tour, contact the Discovery Center at Murfree Spring. Don't forget the Farmers Market. And they're celebrating the 50th anniversary of this producer-only Farmers Market. It's located in the indoor, open-air community center over at the Lane Agro Park, 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. And the producer-only vendors are offering seasonal fruits, vegetables, meats, eggs, baked, and canned goods that they personally grow or produce. That's the Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday from 7 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon at the Lane Agri Park. And those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Looking for the best Blue Raider gear in town? Raider Tees has you covered. From stylish apparel and hats to unique MT-themed gifts and accessories, we've got everything a true Blue Raider fan needs. Whether you're headed to the game, shopping for a fellow fan, or just want to show off your Middle Tennessee pride, Raider Tees is the go-to spot. Stop by 111 East MTCS Road, right across from MTCS, and check out our unbeatable selection. Raider Tees, bigger, better, and go blue.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We now have good treatments for vision with cataract surgery, so now you can see well near, intermediate, and far distances without glasses.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
What we can do, not only to make you see younger, but help you to look younger and get rid of sun damage and other problems to our skin.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Oh, me, I wish I could go home. 21 minutes before 7 o'clock, you can tune in to your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand, and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. John Dingens, Brian Barrett, and Humphrey Bogart here today. He's playing around right now. It's funny stuff.
Yeah.
Too bad nobody at home can see it. We're doing a radio show, and I'm doing things that nobody can.
Yeah. He's doing video stuff. Our dad joke of the day is coming off of a three. We're looking forward to maybe higher expectations today.
You know, yesterday. Oh, goodness. Yesterday, I couldn't figure out if someone was waving at me or the person behind me.
Really?
Yeah. In other news, I lost my job as a lifeguard.
What do you think?
Rocket Man.
I think that joke was horrible. I was not a big fan. I'll give it a 2 because your delivery was solid.
I didn't think his delivery was that good, really.
I didn't either. I was just trying
I'm
to.
I'm gonna go 2. Can't say anything. Time's out. 6:41.
CBS News Brief. The White House is denouncing a federal trade court ruling in New York that puts President Trump's global tariffs on hold.
international trade expert Frank Lanvin.
This really diminishes the leverage he has, and I suspect that he will not be successful on appeal. He doesn't really have the legal authority to impose these tariffs.
That, experts say, is up to Congress. Doge chief Elon Musk says his budget-cutting days with the Trump administration are over. CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
A White House official said the offboarding process for Musk began Wednesday night.
$1 billion for a Bieber.
It lathers beautifully.
28-year-old model and influencer Hailey Bieber says she sold her skincare line Rode to Elf Cosmetics for 1 billion big ones. Her husband, Justin, toasted his wife's success by posting PDA-filled pictures of the couple on social media. The deal is expected to close later this year. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Last week, a tragic incident in downtown Murfreesboro claimed the life of 19-year-old Ibrahim Hull on Friday, May the 23rd. According to the Murfreesboro Police Department, Hull was fatally struck by a moving train car near West Main Street and Overall Street. Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services pronounced him dead at the scene. Investigators say that Hull had tried to cross through a stationary boxcar of a stopped train, tossing his bicycle ahead of him. As he reached down to retrieve his bike, a second train approached from the opposite direction, striking him before he could escape. The location of the accident, a commonly used section of track in Murfreesboro, has prompted renewed concerns over pedestrian safety near train lines. Authorities urge residents not to cross between or under train cars, regardless of whether they appear stationary. The Murfreesboro Police Criminal Investigations Division is actively looking into whether safety procedures were neglected in this case. Just days later, in the early hours of Monday, May the 26th, law enforcement responded to a separate disturbance near Shelbyville Pike and Tiger Hill. Murfreesboro police officers joined Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies after reports of unruly juveniles led to a search near a wooded area behind Walmart. Despite extensive efforts, including patrol sweeps near Joby Jackson Parkway and Christie Knob Way, no suspects were located. The investigation remains open, though no arrests have been made. Tiger Hill has previously served as a hiding spot, most notably in a 2018 case involving a TV theft from the same Walmart. Local residents continue to express concern while also commending the rapid police response across Murfreesboro and Greater Rutherford County. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Branches is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Branches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Branches believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Branches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to BranchesCounselingCenter.com or 615-904-7170.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care.
providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.
Information you need.
We don't have enough emergency shelter space, but the real issue is affordable housing.
That's Amber Hampton.
We have folks that come through the shelter. They get a check every single month, and they just can't find housing. The list is just insanely long. We live in a college town. So college kids are going to scoop up the cheaper housing faster. There's a lot of folks that if we could find them available places to rent for like $400 or $500 a month, we could put them in housing today, but it just doesn't exist right now.
Murfreesboro Rescue's Ed Grimes says people need to work together.
Today, there is a collaborative effort trying to bring organizations together so that we don't duplicate services. Right now, it's still an underserved population because we don't have that bed space that we need. The services that are being provided today are definitely services that are needed.
Hampton concluded.
We've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough. So, like, there's not enough outreach happening. There's not enough shelter happening. But we have the pieces. There's just not enough of it happening to where it's hitting what we need. We all work really well together. And we've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough.
And that's information you need from WGNS, focusing on our local homeless problems.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 6:48, and we're going to have coming up the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. It's coming up. That's coming up at 6:57. There's no way to do this show. It's impossible. It's crazy.
I've always said Dalton was a dog.
It's so. Just crazy.
That's
he
me.
He is infiltrating our show with AI possibilities. And we've seen, what now, 30 probably?
Yeah, he's a puffer fish probably, right now.
Yeah.
Sam Elliott.
He's a cowboy. And he's been a pirate.
Pirate is my favorite.
Yeah, I think pirates. Yeah, that's more like you. Yeah, the pirate.
Or the space cadet.
Oh, yeah, that is my favorite, the space cadet, yeah. So his little bitty arms that he shows is what's
he got the tiny little arms.
What's getting me.
This one's flowers.
Rain, go away, Brian.
Come again another day.
It just keeps coming again another day.
I know.
So let's go to our meteorologist, Brian Barrett, who's a fake meteorologist, but he has meteorologists around him. Tell us what the long-range forecast is.
More of the same, John.
No, that really?
No, it's going to dry out.
Yeah, what I'm afraid of, it's going to be hit June and we're going to have a drought.
And hot.
Yeah. So you think that's coming soon?
I don't know if we'll have a drought, but.
Think that's coming soon, though?
Yeah, I think by the middle
rainiest,
of the month.
Been the rainiest May, I think, I can remember.
Been pretty yucky.
About all
you know what my biggest pet peeve is about the rain?
No, what is
it? When it rains like this, the grass grows quicker, right? That makes sense. Rain makes grass grow. But also, lawnmowers don't really work in the mud, and it's hard to cut your grass when it's wet.
Yes.
So it's the worst ever. Like, rain, give me one day a week where it doesn't rain and I can actually get my grass cut. It's just miserable.
It's unbelievable how spring fling was able to get in.
Oh, yeah.
Because this rained, what, every day this past week? And
well, there were two really good days.
Yeah.
So that helped. And they crammed in a lot in those two really good days.
But it rained Saturday night of that
the
championship
last
game. Yeah. So just kind of an amazing thing. But, man... I would think it may be, I don't know in terms of inches of rain, but May has been a inconvenient rains a lot.
Yes.
So.
And frequent. I mean, it, at least once a week, it's a heavy, heavy rain.
And if you just had a baby and you'd like to get some fresh air every once in a while, too bad. You're in there
you
with
wait
the baby.
For it to stop so you can go for a walk.
Yeah. So.
Well, did you know that
no.
May is the wettest month of the year for Middle Tennessee?
I didn't know that, but
yeah,
April showers bring May flowers.
That's what I always heard. But was that a lie?
That's what my daddy told me, and that's what I guess Dalton, your daddy, told you.
And I guess both of our fathers are liars.
Yes, exactly. Well, evidently,
the average is around 6 inches of rain in May for Middle Tennessee. We've had more than that this year.
Yeah, it's been crazy, but the temperatures have been nice. I will say that. I mean, they've been pretty good.
Well, enjoy them now.
Yeah, that's what I think. All right, time for celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, here we go. Patrick Henry was born in 1736. Famous line, give me liberty or give me death. 1903, Bob Hope, English-born American actor, comedian, and entertainer.
Thanks for the memory. Of
I think he lived to about 100, I think. It was
nothing
very close.
Close, yeah.
And 1917, John F. Kennedy, the 35th U.S. president and senator, born in Brookline, Massachusetts.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
He was, of course, assassinated in 1963, November of 63, in Texas. 1947, Anthony Geary, American actor, born in Colville, Utah. Luke on General Hospital.
So Luke of Luke and Laura?
Yeah. That's one of the many theme songs that they've used. 1953, Danny Elfman, American singer-songwriter and Emmy and Grammy Award-winning composer. A lot of Tim Burton films, you know. In 1958, Annette Bening, American actress, born in Topeka, Kansas. 1961, Melissa Etheridge, American singer, songwriter, and guitarist. And in 1975, Mel B, English pop singer, Scary Spice of the Spice Girls. And local birthdays now, Kristen Swan, Diane Black, Teresa McBroom, Janice Johnson, Melissa Fraley, Paula Burgess, and Dalton, we've got plenty of room for some more names.
Lots and lots of room. So go ahead and get those into us. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. That's the prize. So go ahead and get them in.
We're about ready to wrap up the 6 o'clock hour again.
Getting close.
Yeah, and then we'll have that 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah,
it's
boy.
Throwback Thursday. And we'll try to find something between now and then. More to come here on the Wake Up Crew. Our time and the weather time is 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Otherwise, partly sunny. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 63. Then shower and storm chances continue on Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the
Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
Good morning. Trying to fill out paperwork on this not injury accident. 24 westbound at OHB here in Antioch with all the traffic flow. Trying to get up through here now. Coming in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, up through Antioch on 24 westbound. Pretty good rain showers south of Nashville affecting certain counties. Williamson County over in Wilson, Rutherford. Again, be careful of all this heavy rain that'll be in that area probably in the next few minutes. Prince's Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Be sure to order online throughout the day at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
We have doors, plenty of doors. If you're doing that special project or if you just wanting to change out all your doors in your home, just come on by and see us. We have doors.
We also have brand new paint that'll be great for doing home projects.
We got it. Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to First Shot.
The saying goes, bring that smoke. And Apple TV Plus is doing just that.
Fire isn't just an element. Fire waits.
Oh, the streamer dropping the trailer for Smoke, a new crime drama with Taron Egerton as an arson investigator pulled into a dangerous situation. The first two episodes drop June 27th. And it can be dangerous having kids around the house. Just ask Kings of Leon singer Caleb Bolliwell.
Freak accident that broke my foot pretty bad playing with my kids.
Ow. Yeah, it was bad enough that the band had to cancel all their European dates. Bolliwell posted a video on social, also assuring fans,
it's going to be all right. Exciting stuff is coming.
Just watch where you're stepping next time, dude. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, we make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 2 minutes until 7 o'clock here, and Chetina Cavanaugh is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being encouraging to the young and old alike, encouraging daily exercise, and being an inspirational motivation to all. Chetina is going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts at News Radio WGNS.
And you can nominate someone as our Good Neighbor of the Day by simply texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. You can text those in there or head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Birthdays are a very similar process. Call or text 615-893-1450 with those or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get those in so that we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
I hope I can survive the next hour. But anyway, more to come here on the Wake Up Crew, including Throwback Thursday. And we'll also have Villages of Murfreesboro. Stay with us here at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Elon Musk's exit.
The people voted for major government reform.
Court pauses Trump tariffs.
It is a significant blow to what he has tried to do in office.
Flurry of presidential pardons.
I'm just so grateful that I'm going to leave here with my dad.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a landmark judicial ruling could put most of President Trump's tariffs on hold. And Elon Musk, who used a chainsaw to symbolize his effort to slash government jobs and programs, says he's stepping away from Washington. We begin with CBS's Nancy Cordes.
This is the chainsaw for bureaucracy.
The outspoken Elon Musk bid an understated farewell last night in a brief online post on his social media site X. As my scheduled time as a special government employee comes to an end, he wrote, I would like to thank President Trump for the opportunity to reduce wasteful spending. As the driving force behind DOGE, Musk spearheaded seismic cuts at the Department of Education and the IRS and all but eliminated USAID. Across government, more than 200,000 federal workers were laid off.
If we don't do this, America will go bankrupt.
Before departing, Musk warned in a new interview with CBS News that the massive Republican tax cut bill will add to the deficit and undermine DOGE's work.
I think a bill can be big or it can be beautiful. But I don't know if it could be both.
A three-judge panel at the U.S. Court of International Trade ruled unanimously that President Trump overstepped his authority in the trade war. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
This is a huge blow to the administration to have the Federal Trade Court block tariffs, which in part have caused a great deal of chaos. And the issue really is, did Trump ever have the power to go off with these tariffs in the first place, as opposed to go through Congress that usually has to approve such tariffs?
The White House said it's not for selected judges to decide how to address a, quote, national emergency. Well, Secretary of State Rubio says some Chinese students studying in this country will have their visas revoked. CBS's Olivia Gazis.
In a statement, he said the State Department would work with the Department of Homeland Security to scrutinize those working with the Chinese Communist Party or working in, quote, critical fields. The department, he said, would also enhance the screening of visa applicants from China and Hong Kong.
President Trump's new pardon list includes everyone from political allies to reality TV stars. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Todd and Julie Chrisley are among the latest recipients of full presidential pardons leading to their release from prison Wednesday.
Their daughter Savannah posted on Instagram a video appearing to show her father after he left prison. The couple, who earned millions from their TV show Chrisley's Know Best, were convicted of tax evasion and bank fraud in 2022, but Trump intervened after appeals from Savannah.
Savannah Chrisley was a featured speaker at the Republican National Convention last year, and on Tuesday, the president spoke to her from the Oval Office about her parents' pardon.
I don't know them, but give them my regards.
The Chrisleys are among a wave of relief recipients this week. Michael Grimm, a former New York congressman, was pardoned. Grimm pleaded guilty in 2014 to felony tax fraud after infamously threatening a reporter who tried to ask him about the investigation into his finances. And on Wednesday, a month after Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer visited Trump at the White House, Trump suggested he's considering a pardon for the men convicted in a plot to kidnap her in 2020.
Correspondent Ian Lee says searchers are entering caves to try to find the former Arkansas police chief, a convicted killer who escaped from prison last weekend.
You know, we've had no credible leads or sightings.
Rand Champion, spokesman for the Arkansas Department of Corrections, says hundreds of law enforcement officers from several agencies have joined the search for former Arkansas police chief Grant Hardin. The mountainous area they're focused on is near the prison where Hardin was serving 80 years for rape and murder.
So many different places where have to check, have to hide, you know, a pile of branches, you know, a leaned over tree, anything like that.
Champion says the rugged terrain is full of caves and shelters where Hardin could hide. According to state tourism officials, there are about 2,000 documented caves in North Arkansas.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe.
Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's been a deadly and chaotic start to a new aid delivery effort in Gaza. Jerusalem reporter Linda Gradstein.
Video footage from Gaza showed hundreds of Palestinians shouting and shoving each other and even ripping off pieces of the UN food warehouse in their desperation to get inside. Hospital officials said four people died in the chaos. The incident came a day after a crowd was fired on while overrunning a new distribution site in Gaza.
Closed since 2012, the U.S. reopened its embassy in Damascus, Syria today. In Washington, a week after a deadly shooting, the Capitol Jewish Museum reopens today.
The day begins with a solemn reopening ceremony honoring the memories of Yaron Lashinsky and Sarah Milgram, the two Israeli embassy staffers who were killed outside the museum last Thursday. The program includes remarks from local elected officials, along with museum and interfaith leaders. The alleged attacker shouted "Free Palestine" while being taken into custody and faces federal murder charges. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A federal judge says the Trump administration's effort to deport Mahmoud Khalil because of his pro-Palestinian activism at Columbia University was likely unconstitutional. He was detained back in March. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says 16 experienced air traffic controllers are being trained to eventually be deployed at the center that controls Newark Airport. There have been staffing issues there and other problems, increasing delays and cancellations. Duffy is trying to sell Congress on a massive overhaul plan.
I think this truly is a moment to look at what kind of system we're using, what kind of equipment we use, what kind of telecom we use. And it's a call to action to make sure we build a brand new air traffic control system.
It was a big night in Oklahoma City.
Dort hits the three! Exclamation points!
The Thunder advanced to the NBA Finals for the first time since 2012 with a 124-94 Game 5 rout of the Minnesota Timberwolves on ESPN to take the Western Conference title. They'll face either the New York Knicks or Indiana Pacers. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said, GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kaffin. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, everybody. Brian Barrett with you this morning, joined by John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. Time to check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Otherwise, partly sunny. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 63. Then shower and storm chances continue on Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's flowing a little bit better now up to Antioch from an earlier wreck on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. It's just busy up through there this time of the morning anyway, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. As you travel down 24 right now, certain sections of Rutherford County, Coffee County. Some pretty heavy rain showers. Give yourself a little bit of extra travel time because of that heavy rain. Hey, when you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, no matter if it's for a car or a big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em. This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning.
Hope it is a good morning on this Thursday. It's the 29th day of May, episode 1667 here of the Wake Up Crew on WGNS.
I love going to work. I love it. I can't wait to work every day. I can't wait.
That's me every morning. Can't wait to go to work.
John, he played a sound effect on the 7 o'clock hour.
I can't talk. I'm cold.
I can't relate. I just took off my sweatshirt because I was getting a little toasty.
What's wrong over there?
I've got goosebumps. I'm so cold.
John, would you like to borrow my scarf and beanie?
Oh.
Maybe we need to have our
A temperature adjustment on the thermostat,
no,
maybe?
No, let's get up and get the blood flowing here this morning.
From my angle, it looks like you guys are both having seizures.
At my age, who knows?
See? It's in the blood.
No,
it gets your
it's
blood
not.
Flowing.
I'm cold.
Gets the blood.
It's 44 degrees in there.
Golly.
Oh, it's only 67.
That's because you have the temperature set at 67.
I haven't touched it.
Now, that is, you know what? Pass judgment on you. That is a lie.
I have not touched it.
Okay, so you don't mind if I go over and touch it then?
Yes, I do.
What if I do? What happens? You're gonna come over here and hit
What's
me?
What's he gonna do, John? Is he gonna fire you?
I can turn it down with my mind.
Yeah. Don't you need to go check on something?
No, we're actually doing the Wake Up Crew. You know that show we do?
What?
What? You do a radio show? I thought we just came up here and talked for a couple hours.
So, half days.
How's this? You think that'll help?
What happened to your arms?
they frostbit.
So, today, half day of school for the city kiddos. County's out today, but you go back tomorrow, get those report cards. It's the best day of the year, I think. So, anyway, song of the day. We're looking at songs by actors. And they were actually hit songs, and this one takes us back to 1967.
A little old man was sitting on the step, and a tear.
That was Little Old Man, Uptight, Everything's All Right by Bill Cosby.
Let that play a little.
What's the matter? He said a train.
I wonder if there's anything else. I mean, I'm waiting.
I said,
doesn't sound like it.
Uptight, Everything's All Right has got to be in this.
You would think.
Yeah.
I said, well, why do you just sit out here then?
Here it comes.
He said, because I cannot
leave. Sounds like there's a particular name for songs where they just speak to the music. But
eventually he's going to say, Uptight, Everything's All Right. Uptight.
You'll understand.
There you go. There you go. I'm okay now.
That's the background singers.
Let me dance some more where I can warm up.
Not even Bill Cosby. Well, Dalton's been showing off AI this morning on our little remote here, putting on different things and whatnot.
I put on a hat.
Yeah. You've been a puffer fish.
I have been a puffer fish. I've been a dog. I've been a pirate. I was an alien at one point. Yes, yes.
Arrgh, pirate.
Got me to thinking about something I heard a couple of days ago. And this is very apropos, Dalton, as an alien. Elon Musk says there will be 10 billion humanoid robots by 2040.
Ah.
And they will cost anywhere between $20,000 and $25,000 each.
Don't guess I'll ever get one.
That's not horrible. You know what I mean? If I can get a robot to do my dishes and my laundry and clean my house.
You make payments on it, like a car.
Yeah.
I mean, they will be able to do jobs and tasks like that, like cleaning the house.
Yeah, but do you want it around?
I really want one to cut my grass for me and clean my house. And
you need to get that little thing that goes out there, you know. And
I've seen that. Those are about $20,000. Those are lawnmowers, yeah.
That's why you have kids, Dalton. That's why you're here,
well,
to mow the yard. But I can't do that anymore. I have to do it myself.
That's true. If my lawnmower worked, I'd be fine. But my lawnmower never works, so.
It never works when you need it to, ever.
No.
Do you use a push mower to mow it right now?
No, I have a riding mower.
Oh, it works?
It's not working.
Oh.
So
what are you doing in the meantime? Push mower?
Letting it grow.
Oh.
Letting it grow.
Have you taken it to the shop?
No, I've been trying to fix it myself.
Oh, okay.
I don't have shop money, John.
Have you had any luck?
There was one problem fixed, and then it created another.
I had another problem after I fixed the one. So,
do you think fixing problem A caused problem B?
I don't know. I know that my Uncle Jim, who has passed away, and I got this lawnmower from him, this 20-year-old lawnmower. I know the pins that were holding the deck in place when I took it apart were not pins. Two of them were nails that were bent sideways.
Huh, yeah.
And one of them was a key ring. So I replaced the pins and put it back together. So there's no telling what's going on inside of this lawnmower.
It's been Barrettized. Barrettized.
It has been Barretted.
Yeah.
That was willed to you then, right?
Sort of, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody else wanted it because it's a 20-year-old lawnmower.
You were excited. Did it ever run while you have it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. When it works, it's great. It's a great lawnmower. Works well, but right now it's not working.
Let's see if we can give it a little CPR. Maybe get you a robot humanoid who could fix it.
Could fix it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Give me a robot for everything I
don't
want to
do. Okay, if you can't afford to fix the mower, then you can't afford a $20,000 robot, I would
think.
That's
fair. Yeah. But by 2040... By 2040, which is when he said these would be, you know, around.
I certainly won't care, 2040.
About 10 billion of them. And the thought is it's going to drastically change the labor workforce. So
there he is. Yeah.
It's me. I'm a robot.
And here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
The NBA's Western Conference will be represented by Oklahoma City in the NBA Finals. They win the Western Conference Finals 4-1. The margin in Game 5, 124-94. Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander all in double figures. The MVP finishing with 34 points. Minnesota led in scoring by Julius Randle with 24. Anthony Edwards finished with 19. NHL Eastern Conference playoffs over as Florida advances to the NHL Finals, winning the Eastern Conference Finals 4-1, winning Game 5, 5-3. Carolina did have 2 goals in the first period. Then after that, Florida outscored Carolina 5-1. In Major League Baseball, the Tigers beat the Giants 4-3. Brewers walk it off for the second game in a row against the Red Sox. This one 6-5 in 10 innings. Complete a 3-game sweep. I'm Martin Weiss.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
If you can dream it, Fair Construction can turn it into reality. Shop local, Fair Construction Company. I'm Ron Hall. Investing in property can be nerve-wracking. It does not have to be. Fair Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. Our goal is to keep your expenses low while focusing on our attention on high-quality services. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
Franklin's Printworks is more than a print shop. They're a proud part of Rutherford County.
It is a focus of ours to be involved in the community. We partner with folks like the Journey Home and the Center for the Arts and all these places that help make our community better, and we're proud to do that.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks, supporting local businesses, schools, nonprofits with high-quality printing, banners, signs, direct mail, and more.
We love to do stuff for the churches, for schools, for nonprofits.
Franklin's Printworks, trusted by the community.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 722, it's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS. We head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. That's out Willow Oak Trail between Medical Center Parkway, Wilkinson Pike, and the Gateway area across from the Avenue. And we're talking to Melissa Moulet today, the Life Enrichment Director, and lots of things to get into. So Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. Good to have you. So we've got some things to talk about that have taken place here in the month of May. May is really big, for Mother's Day. And I saw on your Facebook page, you had a lot of cool things for moms on Mother's Day.
Yes, we had a huge Mother's Day celebration. We did what we call a mint auction where they got to bid on gifts, and it was a lot of fun. Everybody got something, and it, like you said, you go to the Facebook page and you'll get to see all the great smiles and laughter that we had. It was a great celebration.
One of my personal favorites, and Shanda kind of gave me a heads up about what happened on Memorial Day, and it's the story of Mr. John Hackett. And listen to this. That was him on Memorial Day playing taps at the Villages of Murfreesboro. And Shanda told me that he's done this every year since he was 6 years old. So that's 85 years for him to do that. That was pretty special.
And when he first moved in, he did for Veterans Day. He played it for Veterans Day. You know, we did the Pledge of Allegiance first, and then he led in with taps. And everybody stood. You could see a lot of the servicemen were saluting him through the video. And it's just a really lovely thing to have so many veterans live here now. So that's just our veteran community is growing, actually. So that's wonderful.
Well, if you'd like to see the video, you can go to the Villages Facebook page, or we've got a little news story about that up on our website as well. So Memorial Day this past week, and that leads into a very busy June, Melissa.
Right off the bat, we're going to the air show practice set on Friday the 6th. We got a reserved area for the Villages, which is really nice. We have shelter and access to restrooms. We're going to eat lunch there. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have at least, I think, 15 people already signed up to go. So we're really looking forward to that. It's going to be an all-day event. So look forward to the pictures because they should be great. And then we have Father's Day, of course. So I am doing a pub-style Father's Day. We're going to play pool and darts and just have a great old time with our fathers. We have a big male community here now, so that's wonderful. So that's like the two big things for June.
Yeah.
We have a lot of music. We have a lot of performances. We got the folklore dancers coming in on the 9th. We have a choir coming in from Pennsylvania on Monday to do a hour-long service for us with great gospel music. So we're looking forward to that as well. We got other singers that are coming in through June. We're just packed. June is a packed month. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, just trying to cram a lot of fun activities in. And speaking of activities, that's who we're talking with today. Melissa Moulet, the Life Enrichment Director over at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Summer is just a good time to get out and enjoy the outdoorsy kinds of things. And I know you all, when the farmer's market opens, you all partake in that pretty frequently.
Yes, we're going to set aside every Friday morning all through the summer to go there. It's only open till 1, so it's perfect for summertime for us to be able to go at like 10 o'clock when it's not too hot yet. And those that can't make it one particular week, well, maybe they can make it the next week. So we're devoting that Friday morning all the way through September so everybody can take part in the farmer's market. And there's always new finds there. It's not the same thing every week. So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah. And as the summer goes on, you get those, you know, great tomatoes coming in. And when the garden stuff starts popping up, and just a really fun time over at the farmer's market. And I think you mentioned that even further on into the summer, you're maybe going to be doing some type of, you know, dance or sock hop there.
We are. We have a classic car show that we're going to have. We got about 15 cars coming. I have a 50s musician that comes and plays strictly 50s music. So we're turning it into a sock hop. We're going to have competitions, games, best dressed, hula hoop. We're going to have food. It's going to be a great time. And that's in the middle of July.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun at the Villages of Murfreesboro. And if you want to come out, find out what it would be like at the Villages, I'm sure you can come out and have lunch, schedule a tour. Shanda and Hope do a good job with those tours. And I'm sure that Melissa pops up and tell them about all the great things going on, right?
Yep, I've given a tour here. And you don't have to set an appointment if you don't want to. Just pop in anytime. If you want to come in, if Shanda's here and able to see you, she will.
So check out the Villages of Murfreesboro. And I do want to give a shout out to Cisco. I saw where he got his 7-year pin recently, and he works with the dietary team there. So shout out to Cisco and keep up the good work.
Oh, we love Francisco. He is like our favorite. We just adore him. And I'm blessed to work with him. Whenever I see him, I just light up because he has just a great smile.
Melissa Moulet has been joining us today, the Life Enrichment Director at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. That's between Medical Center Parkway and Wilkinson Pike, 848-3030. But just head to thevillagesmurfreesboro.com or facebook.com/thevillagesmurfreesboro.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Well, we were to that age where we realized we needed to make a move, and we investigated and we settled on the Villages of Murfreesboro. And even at the time, we would look at each other and say, are we doing the right thing? And I can't tell you how many times we've looked at each other and we said, we made the right decision. We like everything about the Villages of Murfreesboro.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Extending the love of God.
Reviving the community at holyhillchapeltn.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we have made it to 7:30 Thursday morning. It's all downhill from here.
And we say happy birthday today to Kristen Swan, Diane Black, Teresa McBroom, Janice Johnson, Melissa Fraley, and Paula Burgess.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, super easy to get those into us. Just call or text 615-893-1450. That's the phone number. You can also go to WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And we're going to give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. That's the prize, so make sure you get them in.
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
We've got news, traffic, and weather all straight ahead, and then a little throwback on this Thursday morning. So hang tight. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew on WGNS.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Otherwise, partly sunny. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 63. Then shower and storm chances continue on Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Good morning. Still dodging some rain showers coming up and down I-24 right now. Certain parts of Rutherford County, Coffee County, be careful. It's coming down really good with some heavy rain. Traffic's looking pretty good right now despite some rain up through Williamson County. 65 is picking up quite a bit actually up through Brentwood into South Nashville. As you come up 65 right now over here at Harding Place. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. It's always a lot of fun on Thursday nights. Check out their menu throughout the day and order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
TriStar Stonecrest Medical Center has proposed a new freestanding emergency room in South Murfreesboro, aiming to address the area's rapid population growth and increasing demand for accessible health care. The facility, planned near South Church Street and Warrior Drive, would provide full emergency care services independently of a hospital campus. For residents in South Murfreesboro and Barfield, the new ER could significantly reduce current travel times of 20 to 30 minutes to the nearest emergency room. TriStar health officials confirmed the proposed ER would offer diagnostic services, life-saving treatments, and patient stabilization. Those requiring more intensive care could be transferred to TriStar Stonecrest in Smyrna or other regional hospitals. Though no official timeline or approvals have been announced, the proposal marks a significant step in addressing Murfreesboro's growing healthcare needs. In another story from Murfreesboro, local middle schools are celebrating major athletic achievement. Oakland Middle School earned both the boys and overall all-sports trophies, while Siegel Middle School claimed the girls' all-sports trophy for the 2024-2025 school year. The awards, presented by WGNS Primetime Sports and Little Caesars Pizza, recognize the top athletic programs across Rutherford County. Siegel's girls' team earned 17 points, fueled by a championship win in softball and high finishes in volleyball and in soccer. Oakland dominated the boys' category with 21 points, winning both football and basketball titles and finishing strong in baseball. Their combined efforts secured them the overall trophy with 37 points. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Looking for great deals on name brand clothing, furniture, and more? Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall downtown NHC building in Murfreesboro. Our competitive prices and quality selection make it easy to find exactly what you need. And here's the best part, 100% of your purchase supports Greenhouse Ministries, helping over 70 families a day. When you shop at the Garden Patch, you're not just getting a deal, you're making a difference. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin.
A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:35 on News Radio, WGNS, for a Throwback Thursday.
Do you remember these?
All right, on today's throwback, we're going to go back through the years, talk about our childhood photos.
Yeah, the Polaroid camera. That was my big way you had your pictures made back when I was growing up, especially as a teenager. That's the late 60s and early 70s. Polaroid was big. Of course, they don't do that. They make them, make Polaroid, but the, you know, the whole idea of photography has changed so much all to digital that it just blows me away. But there are very few rare pictures of me as a baby. I don't know. There may be, I think there's maybe one or two, my mother. But we didn't take pictures back then. Now we take pictures. You can get a whole, like, log of pictures. You know, people do a running account of the pictures, of baby pictures.
Yeah.
Hint.
It is definitely a different time. There are.
Yeah, there's lots of pictures.
Yeah. Of.
But you had pictures of you, Dalton, as a baby.
There are a few.
Did they throw them away?
Most of them were like, because when I was a kid, the big thing was you'd go to Walmart and they had a whole photo center and you'd take family pictures at Walmart or Kohl's or wherever. And you'd go and you'd dress up and then you'd sit and it was a miserable experience.
Well, here's one
thing. That doesn't exist anymore really either.
Here's one thing that didn't last very long was the video camera. I mean, everybody had a video camera there for a while and you know, put them on VHS and then they re-show them.
That was 80s, 90s,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and that rapidly got out of, when the phone came, phone changed everything, the way pictures are made.
There are not many videos of me from when I was a baby. There are pictures, of course, but not many video. That wasn't really a thing. That kind of died out 90s, and then there was like 10 years before phones got video. Where, you know, I was around.
Well, my grandchildren make my daughter makes a calendar of things going on with my grandkids through the months. And so I keep those. Those are like solid pictures. And I've actually taken them and cut them and made a picture frame. I put a picture frame on them. But that's how I kind of keep that old tradition going.
So video cameras were still a thing when Dalton was small, but they were also something that cost money.
Oh, well.
So that's why we didn't have a video camera.
I didn't have one either. I borrowed one. I borrowed one from people. And my wife just used to get so mad I'd be hanging around with the camera everywhere. But my daughter doesn't have a lot. She has a lot of baby pictures, but we don't have video much of her. But a lot of people have miles and miles and miles of videotape of their kids in the 80s and 90s, but they don't show them anymore. I mean, you can digitalize them, you know, and do it that way, but very rarely do they have them anymore. I mean, anything like that.
Well, Dalton and Megan have come up with an idea for parents and grandparents, and a little bit, we have a shared photo album. She already has over 100 photos.
It's true. Yeah, so on iPhone, you can make a shared album, which is kind of like a private social media where you can post pictures and people can go in and like and comment and whatever, but you choose who gets to see it. And so we've done that.
So you put down, you put down Pop-Pop is one of them.
Yes.
They can see him.
Yeah, he's in there. all the grandparents, aunts, uncles, and whatever, they're all in there. So everybody who needs to see or wants to see the pictures can go in and see them. And it'll notify you when a new picture's added. It'll pop up and say, so-and-so added a picture.
Well, his godfather's not on there on that list.
Well, John, would you like? I didn't think you'd want
I would love, yeah, I would love to see baby pictures, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can get them to you.
Okay.
And then it'll just pop up in your photos. It'll have a little one by it, you know, like on your phone when it's got a message. It'll show you that you've got a new picture to see.
I don't know if you know this, Dalton, but Megan and I are very close. We are interior decorators. We have the same.
Yes, you two bonded.
Yes, very much so. I mean, I was just thrilled by her taste. And so, I don't know about her taste in men, but her taste in interior decorating is right on.
Well, you can't have everything, you know.
That's true.
She had one lapse in judgment. That's a little throwback for you today.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat ReStore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the ReStore.
If you're looking to update your light fixtures or if you're needing to donate light fixtures, we have plenty of new and used light fixtures. Just come on down and see us.
We also have brand new paint.
We got it.
Our appliances are tested and we offer a 7-day warranty.
Shopping at the ReStore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted print partner, delivering high-quality, fast-turnaround printing for businesses, organizations, and individuals.
Letterhead, envelopes, business cards, brochures, booklets, all that is still our bread and butter. We do it every day.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
The needs have evolved for most businesses, and they're looking for a large format capability, or they're looking for a direct mail capability. We're glad to help with those.
Franklin's Printworks, your local printing expert.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time to put a nice little bow on the show today for his Thursday, the 29th of May.
Have you got a bow on it, bow in that, in their AI pictures there, Dalton?
A little bow. Let's see.
Put a bow on it.
Probably. Episode 1667, almost in the books today. Again, don't forget, speaking of books, half day for city school students, then you're out of school tomorrow, county. It's an off day for the county kiddos. And just remind you that the Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They partner with schools and families to support learning and inspire young minds. Proudly serving our community for nearly 90 years, that's MTE. Chitana Cavanaugh is the good neighbor today for being an encouragement to the young and old alike, encouraging daily exercise and being an inspirational motivation to everybody. Chitana Cavanaugh, the recipient of flowers today, is our good neighbor of the day. From Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio, WGNS, today's good neighbor. You can send in a good neighbor for the coming days by texting neighbor 261-589-3145 or just head on over to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, yesterday I couldn't figure out if someone was waving at me or the person behind me. In other news, I lost my job as a lifeguard.
Replay. That's the one I changed my thing on, didn't
you? You bumped it up to a 3.
Yeah.
I think I'm staying at a 2. I think. What's so funny, John?
He's a piece of cake now.
I'm a piece of cake. That was a piece of cake.
He's not that sweet.
No bow, I did check. Well, but I can be a plate of eggs and toast.
Yes, you can. Oh, me. Well,
that anyway. Looks like a placemat from the 70s. It's got yellow and orange flowers and stuff.
Throwback. Yeah,
a little throwback. It's very hard to take you seriously with an octopus on your head.
What if I was just a grumpy rabbit?
That's one of my favorites right there. Because he's working on his computer as a rabbit.
Yeah.
But anyway, what did we learn?
This is pretty much it.
That's pretty much what we did today, yeah.
That and you're cold.
Oh, yeah.
You are cold. You may be as cold as you've ever been.
I'm much better. I may be able to survive if we keep that at the temperature it is right now.
Well, I'll be
are
sure.
Are your arms still inside of your sleeves?
No, I took them out.
Yeah. I will be sure to make sure that it's set tomorrow morning. What happened to your jacket?
What happened to my on the remote? Why am I so far back and you're so far up? What's up with that?
I don't know.
Okay. What happened to my jacket? Lower. My daughter borrowed your jacket you let me borrow.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't know where it is now, so I think she still got it, so I've got to confiscate it.
Oh, well.
Came in handy on that championship day.
It was a little chilly.
Well, it was pleasant.
Yeah.
It got warmer.
Pleasant, just like the studio. I mean, it's very comfortable in here.
Well, for you it is, yeah. But not for me. It's getting better, though. It's better.
Yeah, kind of starting to sweat. Let's go out with our song of the day. The three of us will be back tomorrow on a rare Friday appearance of all three.
We're going to get to do What Are You Watching? It's going to be great.
Yeah, John loves that segment.
I do when Dalton's here.
Well, what does that mean?
Maybe we should move What Are You Watching?
Because you totally dominate
days.
That section.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
Maybe after this week, we should move What Are You Watching to either Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
I think so.
Oh, look, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
You're a control freak. You know what?
That just means I'll have to change the sheet. Okay. Song of the day. We are looking.